evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Gift Stube. I'm in Maryland.
A very good evening. I'm Marvelous Mshalanya here this Monday, September the 20th, 2021. I'm broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the endorsement of President Emmerson Mnangagwa as the sole ZANU-PF candidate for the 2023 presidential election and other issues.
So in health issues, the Minister of Health reports that 4 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 199 tested positive for the coronavirus. More than 4,500 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year when the pandemic started.
The ministry also reports that 2,949,025 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 2,065,395 their second dose.
And in other news, going back to politics, the ruling ZANU-PF party has endorsed President Emmerson Mnangagwa as its sole party candidate for the 2023 elections, according to the state-controlled newspaper, The Herald.
In Bulawayo, the city council has recommended that all houses should have stand numbers clearly written on all properties to ensure that they are easily identifiable.
And here in the United States, Zimbabwe's ambassador to America, Atedius Chifamba, met with fellow citizens in Maryland over the weekend, where they discussed various issues, including the diaspora vote.
As the ambassador was addressing people in Silver Spring, some Zimbabweans were protesting outside the United Nations headquarters, expressing their displeasure over the government's refusal to allow them to vote in national elections while in countries where they are currently living. Linjani Zulugandaba Tinai, Nampake Sipilele. Namhlanje ke ku Live Talk, sixoxa ngokutshiyeneyo okunye kwangkhona esixoxa ngakho COVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abane ababulewe COVID-19 izolo, kodwa bayi 199 bahlolwe batholakala belo mkhuhlane COVID-19. Bese kusithi ke uhlangothi lolulukeka njalo ukuthi abantu abafika 127,938 sebahlolwa kususela nyakenye batholakala belo COVID-19. Kunani leli suku labantu 120,946 asebaphepha ku COVID-19. So kukhangelwa ke ukubhubha kwabantu ukuthi kuhamba njani, uhlangothi loluluthi suku labantu 4,567 asebabulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kusukela nyakenye. Kuyaphinda njalo lubike ukuthi kulabantu 2,949,025 asebahlatshwa okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Kuze kusithi asebehlatshwe okwesibili bayi 2,065,395. Nxa sokukhangelwa ke abantu okuthiwa ke ama-active cases ye-COVID, kulabantu abayi 2,425 elizweni lonke jikelele. Kangalokunye njalo esiyaxoxa ngakho namhlanje, sikhuluma ngakhonokho-ke ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhethwe ukuthi amele ibandla leZANU-PF ukhetho luzakwenziwa ngo-2023. Lokhu-ke kubikwa liphephandaba le-Herald. Kubulawa-ke abantu bacelwa ukuthi balobe inombolo zezindlu phandle khonapho-ke okukhanya khona, ukuze kuthi nxa kubuya ofire brigade labanye abantu bedinga izindlu zabo bengalahleki. So umuntu ozatholakala engalobanga uzahlawuliswa 5,000 RTGS kumbe $50. Nxa sikhangela ke lapha kwele Melika, komele ilizwe leZimbabwe lapha kwele Melika, uTedros Chifamba usanda kukhethwa nguhulumente kaMnangagwa uhlangane labantu abadabuke eZimbabwe eSilver Spring khonapha ke-Maryland ngempelaviki nokuxoxwa ngokutshiyeneyo okugoqela i-dual citizenship le-diaspora vote. Ambassador spoke labantu kulabanye kade betshengisela phandle kwesigodlo senhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele e-United Nations khonangale ke e-New York besithi bafuna ukuthi bevote ukhetho eZimbabwe. So ke siyabona ke ukuthi kunengi ongabe kube kukhulunywa ngu-ambassador. Ngena ke khonapho Marvelous utsho ke uhlelo lwanamhlanje.
I want to chingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongo chedu cheLive Talk nasi nemusi wemuhuro September 20, 2021. Apo nasi tiri kutaura nezvakawanda zviri kuitika. Tange tiri kutarisa nyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichiona kuti bazi rezveutano munyika riri kuzivisa iro kuti nezuro pane vanhu vana kana kuti 4 vakashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 uyezve vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vaine denda iri nezuro vanosvika ivo 199 asi kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 4.5 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri saka zvinoreva kuti 4,500 vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachirasikirwa neupenyu kubva kudenda irori bazi rezveutano rinotaura zvakare kuti pane vanhu 2.9 million nekudaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yekutanga yecovid-19 kwozouya vakabayiwa nhomba dzese vari pa 2 million pari zvino tombotarisa zviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika tinoona kuti bato rezanu pf rawanikwa iro richiindosa mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa kuti ndivo vachange vakamirira bato iri musarudzo dzichaitwa dza2023 izvi zvataurwa mubepanhau rethe herald rehurumende tombotarisa zvakare kuti kubulawayo tikuona kuti kanzuro yekubulawayo iri kutaura iyo kuti vanhu vanenge vasina kuisa manhamba padzimba dzavo vachawanikwa ivo vachibhadhariswa mubhadharo sezvo vari kuti ivo panoitika zvinhu zvakadai senjodzi dzekuti imba yatsva vari kuzotadza ivo kuti vasvike chaipo chaipo panofanira kunge pachisvika fire brigade nezvimwe zvakadaro saka vanenge vasina kugadzirisa manhamba aya vachawanikwa vachibhadhariswa mari tozotarisa imomo muno muamerica tinoona kuti gungano reUnited Nations reunga ratanga iro muguta renew york asi ipopo paweekend yapfuura takaona mumiriri wezimbabwe muno muamerica ambassador tedius chifamba vachisangana ivo nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe kumaryland uko vakange vari kutaura ivo nyaya yediaspora vote vakataura zvakare panyaya yedual citizenship vachitaurawo zvakare kuti vakange vauya pamusangano uyu kuti vawanikwe ivo vachitaurawo nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe kuti zvinyatsoziva kuti embasy basa rayo nderei vakati zvakare embasy haina kuti unobva kubato ripi kana ripi ndeyemunhu wese anobva kuzimbabwe apo panga paine kusangana uku kwaambassador chifamba nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvimwewo zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe pasi pesangano rebato remdc alliance vanga vari vakabatanawo nevamwe vemakereke nevamwewo vemasangano akazvimirira vanga vari kuunga kunew york uko vachiratidzira vachiti ivo vari kuda kuona kuti pawanikwe ipo zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvichipiwa mikana yekuti zviwanewo zvichivhota kunyika kwavanogara uyezve zanu pf takaonawo ichibatanawo nedecember 12 movement vachiratidzirawo zvakare ikoko kuunga nemusi wemugovera vachiti ivo vari kufara nemabasa ari kuitwa navaemarson munangagwa saka tichange tiri kuzeya panyaya dzese idzodzi tichingobata apa neapa kuti tione kuti zvakamira sei pari zvino panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika
Yes, marvelous. We know that at the same time there is a latest development in Zimbabwe in which somebody is trying to take over the national convergence, which was expected that Mr. Nelson Chamisa would actually be under, and somebody has gone to actually register it and say one of the fellows that they like is going to be the contestant for the presidential election. So this is something that is breaking. So, in fact, this person, his name is Miss Farai Zhou, who says she is the Secretary General for the Citizens Convergence for Change, CCC. We know that Mr. Nelson Chamisa was already aiming at having this as maybe his party or new party name or something like that. So what they wrote here is we refer to the above, meaning Citizens for Convergence. We can confirm that our party's president and 2023 presidential candidate is Ms. Varaito Musungo. Our party logo is as it appears here in this letter. So now what they're saying is that Varaito Musungo is to present Citizens for Change. So they've gone to ZEC and they went today and actually submitted that, and they are going to field Varaito Musungo as the presidential candidate. So we know that Nelson Chamisa was using Citizens Convergence for change these days. Mm-hmm. So a lot is happening there. So Zimbabwe was able to go to Ulomuntu. Also, Hambe, Kunangale, who Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, also wanting a citizens' convergence for change. Here, Faga, Ubarai to Musungo, Ute Wuye, Oza Mentisa Uketo, Ugamangabeli. So, Sigati Kuneng, Ozala Kunangale, Kubanda, the Mugum, Kucha Nisa, Sivu Kayanzani.
I wapo chukona samba ya chukona hapo ije kuneva kateri la parijino paneva mweo wawani kwa iyo nasi vachenda kunonyoresa zita ratanga chukungonzi wa madande mtande kutindi ori change rukushandiswa ni MDC Alliance asa tukuzwe ni parijino kutivanga vayenda ili wachinonyoresa style kana kutikwete atipane vayenda wakaenda kuzweki wachino tikivo pane mungu munu achange arukushandiswa style achipa saruzu tunoya za 2023 saka vazhinji vari kuda kunyatsozoti saka zvichakamba sei tichiona kuti parizvino MDC Alliance yava Nelson Chamisa yanga isati yanyatsotaura kana kuti zvanga zvisati zvapabepa chai zvakanyorwa kuti vachange vachichinja zita pavachapinda muelections saka ndozvinhu zviri kuitika parizvino tichange tiri kuedza kunzwa kubva kune vanotsigira mapato iwaya achitaura nezvavo kuti zvinorevei zvatikuona zvichiita izvi zvichakanganisa here gadziriro yavo ye-election kana kuti yesarudzo dza 2023.
Yes, marvelous. Let's start with Mr. Solomon Mkuni, who is the Bulawayo City Council Mayor. You know, talking about this issue of people who are supposed to display their house numbers prominently in all the properties. So he speaks with Ezra Chikaswanda in Bulawayo. Here's the
interview. Singabantu singugugule uhambelane lalokho khona ngalezi so singathi besithola nzima kakhulu ukuthi kungaba le ngozi yomlilo emalotshini ngaba le ngozi yomlilo phakathi kwemuzwa wobulawayo ukuthi abantu bethu bayofika kuleyo ndawo ngako-ke sesithe thina ukwehluleka ukufaka inamba yendlu kulicala lokuthi umuntu ungatholakala ungena namba yendlu sizobhadala i-fine e-5,000 Zimbabwean dollars. Kunokhu kwesikhuthaza lathi ukuthi njengabantu izinto zethu zibe le namba zibe luphawu. So yikho okokuqala. Okwesibili, umuntu kavunyelwa ukutshisatshisa izibi phakathi komuzi, phakathi kwezindlu, ngoba sibona ngani yikho kubangela ukuba kube nomlilo phakathi komuzi wakobulawayo. So ingathi amafitshane yikho okuncane okungane okumunyethwe imithetho emitsha le singathi ama-bylaws amendile.
Owelungu awunjani lowo? Wawusithini wona? Wawungela ndaba lawo?
Singathi owelungu kuphela kodwa kukhona ukuthi nje akube le namba but bekungela enforcement ukuthi nxa ungafakanga kodwa siqhubeka kuphambili sithi njengoba kade sesuku singathi isigaba esithi sona i-digital era kumele lathi sibe nama-maps singathi ama-google maps lathi njengomasipala ukuthi sikwanise ukufinyelela singathi kulokhetha indawo yangkhona emlenjini. Yes,
kunjenje abantu bedubeka ikakhulu ama-ambulance la ufecezerivesi athi inamba enjengaphi umuntu uyavangala endlini ubona ngani xa sekubhalisa izinto zonke amanamba kuyabalula la abatshela ama-ambulance.
Ya, sibona ngani kuzabalula lathi njalo nje sibe nama-maps lawa ebulenjini ku-intanethi ma-google maps ukuthi lathi sikwanise ukufinyelela sisebenzisa ulwazi lwalezi zinto.
Abantu kula malokishi amatsha lawa iwahlupha kula madrizi ubona kanti bazawulandela lo mthetho kungani abantu bangasabhali izindlu inamba kade?
Hayi, singathi ukuthi kafesi izinto eziningi abantu sebezakhela sokuchenja kudala ngesikhathi sabelungu wawungena nje upriskie ungena endlini ezinamba zazibhalwa umasipala. Singathi maybe iproblem esikhona yiyona leyo ukuthi abantu sebezakhele izindlu beshiyele ngasabhalanga inumber ukuthi indlu leyo abantu babekwazi ama-ambulensi abe-fire brigade babekwazi ukuthi baya kunumber bani kutholakala ngaphi unumber lowo.
So marvelous, that is Mr. Solomon Mkhumi, the Bulawayo City Council Mayor. So all what he's saying is that it's going to be easy for, let's say, ambulance services to identify people's houses and even maybe some other people that do certain services to identify properties. So he says at the moment it's very difficult because, you know, you drive all over the, you know, all over the area looking for a single number and you can't find it. So you have to ask neighbors and, you know, let's say there's somebody who's sick, you know, he says that that is very problematic. So that's what the city council is actually facing. So if somebody doesn't display that number, there's a fine, 5,000 RTTS or $50. So these council bylaws have been amended with immediate effect.
Ye kubulawayo vachitaura iwo mayor veimomo mubulawayo vachiti pane mabylaws agadzirwa ekuti iwo kana munhu asina kuisa nhamba yake yepaanogara vachawanikwa ivo vachibhadhariswa mari inoitwa 5,000 RTGS kana kuti $50 nekuti vari kuti kana pakaitika njodzi mumba kana padzimba kana vaya vefire brigade kana vamwewo vekanzurwa vanenge vachida kubatsira vakuvakutsvaga pekuenda But Gibbs, I'm just hoping that also, you know, these city councils or city councils will also take care of signage, you know, like, you know, the road signage. I remember when I went back to Zimbabwe, some of the roads don't have any more signage. So I'm hoping that people can hold Mayor Mkhumi up to say, okay, yes, we'll put the numbers up. But we also need to know that this is, you know, in this world, Lobengula Street, and you can see, you know, the signage of that road.
Listen to what this gentleman says, exactly what you're saying. You know, the roads are really bad, you know, in some instances. So hold on there and hear what this gentleman says.
So when you look at council, now you have to go to the number.
Yeah, you have to go to the party. You problem. You have to number. You problem. You have to go to the party. You have to go to the party.
Oh, you have to go to the party. And you have to go to the party. What's the other thing?
Ah, yeah, because was with the Muntu Shalin and Benin. I said,
come on, so when we go over to Russia, now they are thinking at this level. You don't fancy. Okay, Labo Nilas would lie a lot and be over the thing at this. I told you to line up a lot.
Yeah, I want to come line up a lot. What about the Lapo Shalakon and you?
I am not going to be able to do this.
I am not going to be able to do this.
Okay. Yeah, so in fact, this is not the guy who actually said it. I think we'll bring that guy. So this one is worried about robbers. You know, he says if the numbers are prominently, there'll be so many robberies, you know, because he doesn't trust that is a good idea. He says, no, this is not a good idea at all. Because people will be robbed left, right, and center. So he's worried, you know?
aiwapo tiri kunzwawo vamwe vari kuchema chema kuti zvataurwa nekanzuro yebhuruwa yeblawa iyi zvakanaka hazvo, asi vakawanikwa vachizoisa manhamba iwaya padzimba vanogona kuzowanikwa ivo matsotsi akunyatsozokwanisa kuba nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvimwewo zvavari kutaura vanhu.
Yes, I think let's listen to this other gentleman who also spoke with Ezra Chisa Spanda in Bulawayo. So maybe he's got some different views.
Ngendlela engizobe chazisa ngayo ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bancedise kuma-fire ambulances and things like that ukuthi ba-access lula izindawo. Ungakukhangela ama-street ethu thina esihlala kuma-western areas ngapha, ama-street amaningi ala ama-street names. So konkeana-ke sokufana lokuthi try to put the horse before the cart or put the cart before the horse.
Right.
Ngokuthi
bona lapha baqale bona
abaqale balungise ama-street emgwaqo, bafake i-street zemgwaqo ukwenza ukuthi la abadingayo bekwazi ukuthi bazakhonani isi-street yikho abazathola khona i-particular number. Hatshi ukuthi kuqalwe ngenamba i-street singekho still i-ambulance izabhoda ilokhu ibhoda nje lokhu ku-right sibili. Kodwa-ke ha kunzima ngokuthi kakukacaci kahle ukuthi ofuna ukuthi kwenzakala abantu baqalile bona balungise i-street base bebuya ukuthi bethi bantwini hayi fakanini-ke ama-house numbers ukunqabela ku-loss of time in case of emergencies and all that. But kodwa ungakhangela into yakhona ibuyela back to the same thing, uba le number longungabi le number.
Kodwa istreet lesiqathi le even utshele istreet usufika estreetini umuntu uyawutshela inumber.
Exactly. Kodwa ungafika estreetini abantwana ubuze lobo ukuthi inumba enje bathi hayi lapha. Kodwa-ke nxa ungena street name mina kanje nje ngihlala lapha enkulumane emva kwe-complex lapha nelokishini le elitsha le alila ama-street names. Ngokunjalo vele abantu umgwaqo owami ngiyabona kumbe ngikwazi ngakubona ku-satellite map wanjengisa ukuthi umgwaqo ngudliso road, but okakhansile udliso road wafaka ngukhansile obonwa ngumuntu wonke kakho mina ngambona emethini satellite mapping yelokishini le.
No, ngamazibi amahle kakhulu lokhu ke ye. Kodwa-ke muzi wakho ubulawa njani ubona kuthiwa sokuminyine manje soisixhobexhobe wena uthini ngakho lokhu sokuminyine kakhulu sokungcolile?
Ye, hhayi ubulawa eseminyene sibili angeza kumqathanise lalokhu ayikho khona immediate after independence ngokuthi sokusiba isixhobexhobe labantu sokwangena ubuchapho obuthile ebantwini singazi ukuthi uchapha lowo basungule kangapha ngoba isithuthi zayizithuthi zakobulawa zaziklini sibili.
Ungathi nguye ukhansile ehlulekayo lo ofakelayo
lapha. Singathi ubaba ukhansile nguye ongakwanisi ukuhlela kuhle into zakhe ngezinye indlela ngoba nguye le control phela ama-bylaws anti akhona abafakayo ukuthi lokhu kakuvunyelwa lokhu kuyavunyelwa lokhu. So kuthi ukuthi kuminyela i-concession yalesi khona esiyibona esi-developile kathesi ivunyelwe ngubaba ukhansile. So ngenye indlela singathi ngubaba ukhansile owehlulekileyo. Kwakukuhle kudala ubulawayo sikhumbula kusesenabomdala ondukiwa. Hhayi kwakukuhle siyidolobhu lawo ubulawa lalibukeka kathesi futhi ama-standard lokhu esiyenza sokufanana ndlela ngale nxa ungafika eHarare khona ngale kuthiwa komagaba okola ama-street angaqedakaliyo kanti ubulawayo beyakhiwa wathatha inephu kabulawayo inhle kakhulu kodwa asebeminyanisile sokungasakhanyi ukuthi ungena ngapha siyaphuma ngayo.
There you are, marvelous. That's the gentleman who is saying that, you know, it's ridiculous to have numbers written outside people's properties. When there's no street name, he says he was checking on Google Maps, you know, and he found that his street name is Gliso Road. But Gliso Road is not inscribed where he stays. So it's not there. The council is not taking any action on that, and so he only knows it via Google Maps and not the actual thing that you can see. So he says, of course, well, you can write a number here and there, but things won't work.
aiwa kutukunzwa zvakare nemumwe mugari womubulawayo vachitaurawo pamusoro pezvirikutaurwa izvo nekanzuru yemubulawayo vachitidai kanzuru iyo yemubulawayo yakwanisawo kugadzirisa asi kutaura kwandamboita kuti pawanikwe ipo migwagwa iine masaini ekuti kwauri kuenda ndeuku ndekupi uyezve vachizowanikwawo vachitaura kuti vanotoona kwavanogara kana vatarisa pagoogle map votoona kutoti pane yatingati nzira inofanira kunge ine zita asi pari zvino kwavari kugara hapana zita riripo saka vada kuti kanzuro yebulawayo ngaigadzirisewo izvozvo sekukumbirawo kwavari kuita vagari kuti vaise manhamba padzimba ivo kutaura kwaita mutereri vari kuti ngavagadzirisewo nyaya yemasaini.
Yes, let's get into politics, Marvelous. We know that the new ambassador, you know, representing Zimbabwe here in USA, met with the Zimbabweans this weekend in Silver Spring, and maybe you can continue from there.
Yes, Gibbs. I actually had the opportunity to attend the get-together. I got there a little bit late, but he was just talking about the role of the embassy here in Washington, saying that... according to him, it's apolitical and all Zimbabweans are welcome, and that, you know, they were working on a diaspora vote policy and also working on other issues related to Zimbabweans. And he also said that they actually try to make sure that the rights of Zimbabweans living here in North America are actually protected. So they send as a conduit between when somebody has an issue here and their rights are not respected, they can go through the embassy and the embassy will take it up with the American government.
Yes, yes. So we've got a video of you chatting with the ambassador. Listen to what you're talking about.
Ambassador Chifamba, Pano Pachirongwa Chedu. Ngati sanangurwa kuti maona sei chirongwa chanhasi.
Chirongwa chanhasi chafamba zvakanaka zvikuru. Tinonzwa kudzivirwa nekutambirwa kwakanaka. Paita munamato, paita kufara, paita kudya, paita kutamba, takomborora.
Zvii zvamanga mauya kuti muzopakurira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pazuva ranhasi?
Pazuva ranhasi ndandauya kuti ndizoratidza vandinoshanda navo kumhuri yeZimbabwe kuitira kuti vagokwanisa kusungunuka kushanda nemumwe nemumwe wese ari paembasi yedu. Ndauya zvakare neshoko rekuti kumusha uku tine maopportunity akawanda einvestment, tine maopportunity akawanda izvi nekusimudzira nyaya dzetrade, tine maopportunity yekuti tiintrodyuse magoods edu kubva kumusha tichaunza kuno. Uyezve ndauya neshoko rekuti hurumende yakabvuma kuti paitwe review yediaspora policy yakagadzwa muna 2016 kuita kuti pagokwanisa kuti pave nekuwirirana panhau dzakafanana nedual citizenship, nhau dzakafanana nediaspora vote, nenhau dzakafanana nekuti madiaspora angabatsirwe sei kuti vainvesti kumusha.
Tiri panyaya iyoyo tinoona zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinonyanyonyunyuta nyanya panyaya yediaspora vote vachiti vari kuendesa mari yakawanda chaizvo kumusha asi pari zvino hapasati panyatsova nehwaro hwekuti diaspora vote ichaitika here pasarudzo dza2023 munoti chii?
Tinotenda zvikuru nekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutumira mari kumusha asi mari yavari kutumira ndeyekubatsira mhuri, haisi mari yatingati iri kuenda kuhurumende, imari inobatsira mhuri dzedu. Izvozvo tinotokurudzira kuti zviitwe nemunhu wese ari kumusha ikoko kana kuti ari kuno kudiaspora. Kune dzimwe nyika vanovhota vari kunze kwenyika, vanhu vanotumira mari yakatoti wandei kupfuura zvatinoita izvi. Vanhu ivavo mukatora maamerican, maamerican anobhadhara tax kunyange achishanda ari kuafghanistan kana kuzimbabwe kana kupi, anobhadhara tax kuno kugavhumendi kwaamerica nenzira yekuti kubudikidza netaxpayer iyoyo yatoti taxpayers money ndo inogadzira nzira dzedu, ndo inovaka zvikoro nemahospital. Saka zvatikutaura apa tikutaura mabigger contribution. Nyaya yekuti hurumende yacho ngatitaure nenyaya idzi, tikuda kuti tinzwe maviews ediaspora kuti tikokwanisa kuti tiwane muenzaniso wakanaka panyaya yedu yatinoti marights nemaobligation edu. Saka nyaya iyi ngatisatangei mukunyunyuta kwete, ngatitangei nekufunga kuti chii chatingaite kuti diaspora vote iwanikwe iri mumitemo medu. Ndopedzeserazve ndichiti kune mamapato vanhu vemapato vasingabvumidzwe kupinda mune dzimwe nyika vari anda atinonzi matravel restrictions. Saka ipapo tichida kuti pave nefair access kune diaspora, kwete kuti toti vamwe ndovega vanokwanisa kuenda kunotaura nediaspora mamapato achinyimwa mukana wakadaro. Saka zvinhu again zvatinofanira kuti tichita sei tizeye. Chinotirwadza ndechekuti pane dzimwe nguva tinoona vana veZimbabwe ndivo vatori pamberi pekuti America isaima sanctions kumusha kwedu. Saka izvozvo ndizvo zvimwe zvinotoda kuti titaurane nevana veZimbabwe kuti iyo masanction aya haasi kuafekta vanhu vari muhurumende, asi masanction aya ari kuafekta anamai vedu chese, anambuya vedu chese, hanzvadzi dzedu, vakoma nevanin'ina chese. Saka masanction akadaro haatibatsire, and uyezve masanction iwayo akaramba aripo nenzira yaari iyoyo, kamwe zvinokwanisa kuti zvidhileye kuti diaspora vote ikwanise kuve yamutemo.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
There you are, marvelous. So that was the ambassador, Thaddeus Chivamba. Yeah, lapho ke belilalela Chivamba ekhuluma esithi hayi kukhanyangazani into yediaspora vote leyi basayikhangela ukuthi ingenziwa njani. So ke uyakhuluma njalo ukuthi abanye abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe yibo ababasela ukuthi kube ungani kulo hlupho kweZimbabwe, kuthi fakala ama-sanctions yenzani lokhu nalokhu, kunjalo marvelous.
Apo tanga tichikunzwa vachifamba vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yavari kutaura kuti ehe hurumende pari zvino yakabvuma kuti yakutanga zvakare kuti igadzirise diaspora policy pari zvino, asi vanga vari kutaurawo zvakare vachiti asi pane vamwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuenda zvichinotsvaga kuti Zimbabwe iiswe pazvirango zveupfumi. Asi tiri panyaya iyoyo takaona zvakare kuti kunew york panguva iyoyo apo ambassador Chivamba vanga vari kuno kuMaryland, kunew york kwanga kuine zvimwewo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvanga zviri kuratidzirawo zvichiratidzira kuti vanhu vakwanise kubvumidzwa kuti vawanikwe ivo vachizovhota vari kunyika dzavari. Tichiona zvakare kuti kwanga kuine zvakare ZANU-PF ikoko kunew york yakabatana nedecember 12th movement, ivo vachitsi vari kufara nemabasa ari kuitwa navamunangagwa. Saka weekend inoyi aiwa zvizhinji zvanga zviri kuitika nemusi wemugovera. Regai timboona zvanga zviri kuitwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakabatana zviri pasi pebato reMDC Alliance, vakabatana nemakereke nemapato anopikisa kuti vaende kunew york kugeneral assembly iri kutanga yakatotanga yatanga nhasi, uyezve kune vamwe vatungamiri vekune dzimwe nyika vatosvika ino muno munew york. Asi mutungamiri weZimbabwe vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachange vari kushandisa dandemutande kuti vataure pamusangano iwoyu nemusi wechina. Regai tione zvanga zviri kuitika nekunzi.
We're broadcasting live here at the United Nations General Assembly, and Zimbabweans are here protesting of their democratic right to vote.
The MDCA, we care for all your health. And whenever you see me, think about your health.
Amen.
I am here to encourage anybody who hasn't been vaccinated against COVID-19. Please go ahead and do it yesterday for the health of yourself, your family, your friends,
your fellow citizens, your fellow Machinja.
Amen.
We need to get everybody safe.
Amen.
I work in the hospital every day and I see what's happening to people who are not vaccinated against COVID-19.
Yeah.
So there is no good reason, no medical or scientific reason why any of us should not be vaccinated. So I'm here to tell you guys, if you haven't been vaccinated, here is from your health secretary in North America province. Please go get vaccinated yesterday. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So that's Dr. Ranga there urging people to get vaccinated. You know, when people are meeting in such places, normally it becomes a super spreader, you know. So now we've got our guests ready right now. We've got Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the spokesperson of the who is the presidential spokesperson of the MDC Alliance, and Mr. Eliphas Mashaba of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Busani Busontini, an independent political and social commentator. We'll start with you, Dr. Sibanda. Welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So let's start with the report that Mr. Mnangagwa has already been endorsed as the presidential candidate for ZANU-PF in 2023. Briefly, what's your reaction to that?
I think that we know that there's no democracy in ZANU-PF. So to talk of it as endorsement is to abuse the electoral language. We know that that is a foregone conclusion. Until the selectors within the party or the organization decide who they want, you will be sure that Mnangagwa will always be sort of nominated and selected. But be that as it may, I think the greatest concern here for Zimbabweans is that we know, as a matter of fact, that Mr. Mnangagwa is incapable of winning an election against President Nelson Chamisa. And therefore, what this tells us is that the organization is preparing to steal an election, to use extreme violence, and that Zimbabwe is once again going to face the abyss of a poorly managed economy, et cetera, unless the people of Zimbabwe come together as citizens and converge for change. So it's something that everybody expected. And it's a wake-up call to all the young people in the country to register and vote and to do what it takes to give our country a chance to begin anew and also to take a stride in the 21st century.
Marvelous.
And is you trying to convince where you're
going? Yeah, yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Tombo, from the last band, that you know, na kuti taona nasi, paineri mwe bacho, kana kuti iwa mwe wanuwa, wani kwa hawa, chinyoresa zita, Tanga tuku nchwa kuti imi ndora mchada kushandisa pama elections the MDC Alliance. Mungati ipo ere funga zini.
Ma, andi zitu chati zwa kupi mtanzi ndora ngari chashandisa pama elections. But anyway, chipo ndreche kuti ndo tenda kutawara nemi. Tino ziva kuti ndo zata itawara wangaizi kuti maitiro ez anunde kuti vamnanga kwa vari kuda kuramba vachinzi ndo mutungamiri wenyika vari kudazve kuendera mberi vachiba maelections asi vanotya utungamiri wa President Nelson Chamisa panyaya dzemaelections naizvozvo vari kuita nepavanogona pese kuti pasave nebato kana vanhu kana nemunhu anonzi Advocate Nelson Chamisa uchawana mukana wekukukidza pamaelections nekuti vanotoziva kuti hakuna kwavanosvika. Ngavarambe vachiita zvavo zvavanoda. Nyaya yesarudzo yenyika ino inyaya iri mumaoko eguta guru renyika revanhu veZimbabwe, the citizens. Vacitizens aya vagari venyika yedu vene venyika ndo vachasarudza mutungamiri wenyika, uyezve tinoziva kuti shanduko inouya yakauya kuZambia ichavouyazve muZimbabwe. Muchaivona rugare ruri kuuya.
So now, something is taking place with the convergence. So tell us a bit about Utuke Zagalani, Nesindebele.
Well, e-convergence, Masabe Zulu, Ngumsi, 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 where Zimbabwe is ixoxisana ukuthi singenza njani ukuthi sikhulule izwe lethu njalo silethe ingqubekela phambili kwele Zimbabwe sisazi ukuthi kathesi lesebuzimeni bokuthi libuswa ngababusa ngamandla langenkani njalo abazakalayo ukuthi balobudlobo bokufuna singabuthi corruption ibanjwa lapha nalapha kusuku zonke kuze kube khona lenye ngabanjwayo khonoko kuyinto esixoxisana ngayo thina izizalwane zelizwe sisuka kuhlangothi eziningi njalo sihambisana lo president uNelson Chamisa kulolu hlelo siyazi ukuthi izanuke manje sizama khona konke kwenze futhi labo labo Monzora ukuthi gijibele phambili zama ukulwisana lokuthi kungabi lo mbuthano we citizens convergence for change kumbe lokuhlangana kwabantu kuzehluleka lokho ngoba amaqhinga alo president uMongameli uNelson Chamisa makhulu njalo akula qhingele ngaba likhulu ukwedlula iqhinga endizabe liphume kuzwelokazi welizwe elihle njalo likhulu eZimbabwe.
Thank you very much. We also have Mr. Eliphas Mashaba, a ZANU-PF activist. Mr. Mashaba, welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Mashaba, can you unmute your button? Can you unmute, please, and join the show?
Thank you. Njani kona ngapha njani Mashaba Zulu?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu. Yes. So sikhathe ngesilungu simile ukuthi we see that you have all the provinces have endorsed President Emmerson Mnangagwa as the sole presidential candidate for the 2023 presidential election. So give us your thoughts on this.
First and foremost, I would like to congratulate the ZANU-PF family for having endorsed the president as the sole candidate for 2023. This is done solely through a democratic process whereby it starts with the cell formation, a branch formation, and then it goes to the district level and then to the provinces. All of these structures are converged to come up with the resolutions which are set to go to our conference, which is set for sometime in October, where the resolutions are going to be adopted, and then those resolutions are set to be the prime factor of our agenda towards 2023.
So, yes.
First resolution endorsed by all 10 provinces without any push, without any coercion. Nobody was coerced to do it. These are 10 provinces who sit, starting from the cell, like I've already indicated. Village, you can name it when you talk about Makaya. Their first endorsement was to say the candidate, the sole candidate for 2023 is none other than the sitting president and the first secretary of ZANU-PF, Comrade Emmerson Dambudziko Mnangagwa.
So was he not challenged by anybody?
Not at all. We have not seen any challenge. That's the democracy. I heard somebody saying there's no democracy in ZANU-PF. There is a democracy. That's why people vote or come up with these resolutions. These resolutions are not just trend up. People sit down and vote and say, this is what we want. And resoundingly so, the president has been endorsed. And there are reasons why people would want him continue being the president. And like I've said already in Jebele before, that the numerous issues, unless it's that they're blind people, like the MDC people, who already don't even know who they are, I'm not sure whether they've got a new name. I heard they've got a new name. We're yet to see them. The president won the election in 2018, and the MDC people, Chamisa, went to court in his own accord. And the court ruled him out, and he lost. And he had lost within the votes. And look, the people of Zimbabwe are not stupid. The people of Zimbabwe, they know what they want. The people of Zimbabwe, they are able to see progress, which is already there within the country. And President Mnangagwa is set to change. Change is a game changer in this country. You'd wonder to say, if he was there for the past 10 years, what would have happened? We're only talking about 3 years down the line. And a lot of progress has been achieved, Gibbs.
Yeah, nxa sikhuluma ngesiNdebele sibili, kube kungela muntu omzamileyo nje wathi hayi lami phela ngiyafuna kumbe bebeyamsusela amanqibeli. Akunjani?
Hayi, idemokrasi kuZanu PF ithi yona wonke umuntu from cell ulalo ilungelo lokustand up to presidential position. Nxa efuna ukuchallenge uyachallenge. Amaseli ngakho ke izigaba zethu zezamphefu zonke zihlezi izigaba zonke zelizwe zingu-10. Seli xa sikhuluma ngama-town village, xa sikhuluma ngamakhaya kwaba lama-branch, lama-districts, then from district provinces. Bonke babisile umbono ofana naye ukuthi bafuna upresident Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa abe nguye ozamela ilunga lezanu PF njengomongameli. Akula lapho esibone khona kuthiwa kube lo munye ophikisileyo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke. Umute ibhathani yakho siye kubaba uBusani Mbuso Mtheni. Let's go ahead, Busani Mbuso Mtheni.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa vari kumirira ivo bato reZanu PF vachitaura kuti ichokwadi. Vamunangagwa ndivo vawanikwa ivo vachiindoswa kuti vamire vakwikwidze muelection ya 2023, saka vakabvunzwa ivo naGibbs kuti asi pane vamwe here vakaedzawo kukanda nguwani dzavo kuti vakwanise kunge vachikwidzawo vakwanise kuzomirira bato irori reZanu PF, asi vakati ivo kwete ma constituents ese avataura havasi yanzi ese vakamira vakati aiwa vari kuda ivo vamunangagwa.
So as I indicated, we've got Mr. Busani Mbuso Mtheni. Go ahead and talk to him.
Mr. Mtheni, you've heard what the two parties are saying here. We have the MDC Alliance, Mr. Sibanda, who's the spokesperson for President Nelson Chamisa of that party, and then also a representative from Zanu PF. What's your take on what we're seeing happening?
Hello, hello, Gibbs.
Welcome.
I think every party, you know, they have their own right, how they arrive at the candidate of choice. You know, if that's what Zanu has chosen to do, and, you know, if they think this is the best candidate for them, and this is the best foot forward, it is okay. But I think, you know, let's go back to 2015, 2016. We remember that Robert Gabriel Mugabe was also endorsed by all provinces. There was no COVID then. Meetings were held. This time around, I don't know when these meetings or these village meetings were held, since we are under COVID and we have restrictions. But we know what happened to Robert Gabriel Mugabe in 2017. He was taken out by a coup, even though he was endorsed by all 10 provinces. So it would be interesting to hear what the Zanu PF gentleman has to say about that. You know, I would tend to, you know, agree with what Dr. Nkululeko is saying. I think this is just, you know, it's not democratic. It's just like forcing a candidate upon the people, because we never heard of all these meetings taking place. Maybe because we don't belong in the party, maybe under COVID-19, they were still meeting. They can let us know that. But we've seen that other parties have been, you know, people have been harassed for meeting even just a few individuals. So it is what it is. And then I think, you know, for the MDC, it doesn't matter what, you know, Zanu has done. You know, they also have to put their, you know, their plan in place. Hopefully they already have a candidate. If they don't, they work through that. The other thing, I thought Zanu PF is supposed to have a Congress in 2022. So I'm not sure if they are saying they're going to go to Congress already with a candidate. then that would defeat the purpose of the Congress. That's, you know, all I can say there.
Yeah, so we want to know what we're going to Baba.
Hayi umbono wami ukuthi kungenzakala ukuthi abantu abaphathi wonke belale lungelo lokuthi ekhethe ukuthi anelwa mbani. But okumangalisayo ukuthi sizwe umnumzana wezwane ethi babe la ma-meeting amaningi kakhulu kuma-village, kuma-cell, kuma-townships. But besuku under ama-restriction e-COVID-19. Pho ayenzakale nini lawo ma-meetings, mhlawumbe ngasitshela. Kodwa iqiniso ukuthi siyazi ukuthi kwele zwane u-PF kuyakwenzakala ukuthi umuntu a-endoswe ngama-province wonke, kodwa egcina engasabanga i-candidate ngoba sekhithiwe kukhulu okwenzakala u-Robert Gabriel Mugabe, I think kwaku-2015-2016, waba-endorsed by iwo wonke ama-province. But we take for 2017 by Mkipa as Kunde.
Yeah, marvelous. You can go to Nkululeko Gospanda.
Mr. Sbanda, I just wanted to find out how is your program for registering people to vote for this 2023 election going in the current environment?
Well, thank you, marvelous. Great question. There is a lot of unprecedented enthusiasm, you know, great work by young people, you know, unassisted in the most places, going out to register to vote and taking their friends with them. You can see this momentum when you go to ZEC offices where they end up really just closing them simply because they just maybe can't cope or they are not well prepared for the a rising or insurgent attempt or desire to register by young people. And I think that our democracy is becoming engendered, our democracy is becoming stronger, and it will, in fact, be a victorious time for our country if our young people continue to register as much as they are doing right now. I was in Blawayo, I was in Kiredzi, I went down to Plumtree and Cholocho, and I saw firsthand how young people are very enthusiastic about the prospect of defeating in an election, great upset they're planning, the party that has destroyed our country, its good name, its economy, and has destroyed our pride as a people. So I think that we are right on track, marvelous, and I want to encourage young people to continue doing the right thing that they've been doing, which is to get ready to participate in their country. It's called citizenship, and the young people are showing older people now that, you know what, when we set our mind to something, we're going to do it, and we're doing it in great style.
Yeah, ungakhumbula ngesintu konapho ke usithele ngohlelo lolu.
Uhlelo ngaphansi kweprogram kaPresident Nelson Chamisa ethiwa Citizens Convergence for Change, isihlanganisa abantu abaningi abanye abangamalunga ebandla le-Movement for Democratic Change Alliance elikhokhelwa nguPresident Chamisa, labanye abazimeleyo bodwa, labanye abakwezinye inhlangothi kwamanye amabandla, besithi bona bayakhuthaza abancane ukuthi bahambe ebhalisa ukuthi benelise ukuvota nxa kungaba lokhetho kulelizwe. Esesikubonile mfowethu ukuthi abadala kade besithi bafuna ukukhuthaza abantwana kumbe abancane ukuthi bayevota, yibo asebekhuthazwa ngabantwana, yibo asebekhuthazwa yilaba sibathi ngama-youth. Ama-youth aphuma ngesitayile esikhulu kakhulu, sibabona bephuma lapha behamba begide emgwaqweni beyenze i-social distancing besiyarejista ezek. Kugcine kusiba lodubo lokuthi izekhi yabo izama ukubabuyisela emuva, ibamoshela isikhathi, babuye baphenduke njalo. Ngibona anuhlelo lwe-Citizens Convergence for Change oluka President Nelson Chamisa silusebenze ngendlela enhle kakhulu ngokuhlanganisa isiZulu wonke, kungakhathalekile ukuthi lowo muntu ukuliphi ibandla njalo ungaphi, kuthiwa sifuna ukuthi sikhululizwe leZimbabwe singaka 2023 kumbe olunye ukhetho olungenzayo lelizwe luzaba lukhetho oluhle kakhulu, ngoba uZulukazi omningi kakhulu wabancane owezimbabwe uzame khona ephatheka kulolu khetho, modani sizaphumelela kakhulu kukhululizwe lethu.
Thank you very much, and mute your partner. Let's go to Mr. Elim first, Mashaba. So, Mr. Mashaba, your party is aiming at having 5 million votes in 2023. Where are those votes going to come from? Mr. Mashaba, join the show. You can unmute the button. Go ahead, Mashaba.
Thank you, Gibbs. It's surprising that we have people who are not part and parcel of ZANU-PF trying to prescribe how we are supposed to work. Indeed, our structures were meeting, and within the strict guidelines of COVID-19, and because remember, the numbers were being allowed to meet within 30 people and so forth, and we had to do that. So that the political party, we did our door-to-door campaign. It was open to everybody. I'm surprised not to say they didn't see it. We're very much visible countrywide. And the door-to-door campaign is giving us tremendous results. I can tell you the number of people who have crossed the floor from the so-called MGC, both the MGCA, you name it, MGCT, you name it, MGC, whatever, you know, because I can't remember how many MGCs are there. People have now seen the light because of what they see and appreciate what government and ZANU-PF is doing, more so being led by the visionary excellence, the president, Idim Nangawa. The 5 million votes, I can tell you now that ZANU-PF within its structures is sitting over 3.something million votes. We are set to hit the target. And I want to believe that come 2023, we'll be sitting on 8 million votes.
So, Baba, that's in the way I'm after.
Baba Gibbs, Nyamangala, Utigula Bantu, Nga Ungasi, Ungasilunga, less than PF, Uzaba was in Jan, always a rather a paradox than PF. Is an PF as a political party? Yeah, Besitangana, a fool. What under strict guidance than the COVID-19. We under Dr. Sinahlanse more than 30. So we observed that. Kwachawa it ought to do, and it ought to do at the CN or CN, the mass structures. The Gukanya, because Wonke Omuntu at a team, it ought to do at the first, Ahambe, a Koge, Upau, the ZANU-PF, Upau, the president. When the Javanwang Ahambe, the city, I was going to say, I was you. Jadu Agulam that they have the Eto. They come back and abandon to Ava Siku, Ava Zafiga, Scamangaloko, Scamangaloko. A Gibbs is an PF for a chest, it was only 5 million votes. So, Jadu in September, which come 2023, instead of 5 million votes in Boazati, Abatala, Bapamanisil and Vijay. Ngibona ukuthi mina sizachaya 8 million votes ngoba i 3 million votes lezi ngasi calculator sizi achieve within a year ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi ama structures abiswayenza kathi aphume njani njalo ngasikhuluma ngama structures sikhuluma ngomuntu ozimiselayo akulama umuntu athi sikhamba sithi join ZANU-PF njani ZANU-PF umuntu akaza ukuthi ngiyafuna ukujoin ngajoinana kubantu athi bezivuyela bodwa beleta izinto okufuzele lezilethe
Yeah, so Usbanda is still there. So talk to him.
I wanted Dr. Sbanda to just we Dr. Sbanda Tatu door to door. In Mr. MDC Alliance Murphu is Hoyere, it's a mado to do a muchies of Timu Kokores and Twenty Manure Support.
So I tell you it's a marvelous Gorilla Bumiz Wachita Basa. Rinofanirwa kuitwa kuti tisunungure nyika yedu kubva kuZANU-PF. Asi ndaida kuti ndiyeuchidze vanhu kuti ZANU iri kutogadzirira zvataurira umwe wangu kubira mavotes because sekuziva kwedu hatisati taita vanhu vanosvika 8 million vanenge vaita register.
Thank you, Dr. Sbanda. Unfortunately, there's no overtime here. wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Sipanda of the MDC Alliance, Mr. Eliphas Mashaba of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Usani Mbuso Ntini, an independent political commentator. That is Mavis Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Mavis Nsanganya here in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good night.
Good night.